Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior football star at Rye Country Day School, Cole Denson. And by the way, that is just a really cool football name. You probably already know that, but running back Cole Denson. Yes, that's a cool name. And also, we've got your coach with us. Coach John Calandros, how are you doing, Coach?
Very well, thank you.
All right, so first things first, and the obvious first things first, wow, big congratulations. You guys won the championship.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, and quite convincingly, by the way, 38-6 being the final score, and I'm sure that was an even sweeter victory because of your two losses this season. One of them was to Poly Prep.
Yes, yeah.
So after that first game you played against Poly Prep earlier in the season, what were you able to take from that game into the championship game to really give you not just a heads up, but also to give you an advantage?
Well, in that game, I mean, we all became better as players. I mean, having that loss in our league sort of and a big one put a lot of pressure on people. You know, we were expecting to win a championship this year, and having that loss kind of brought doubts and made people work harder. And in that game, I went down after the first quarter. So I felt like there was more to be done, and I felt like I didn't get my fair swing at it, my fair shot at it. So having another opportunity to play against this team, who was also where I used to go to school when I was early in middle school, having that opportunity again made it even more memorable and important to me.
Yeah, well, you know what? You certainly, and excuse my play on words here, you took that opportunity and you ran with it for 203 yards here, 227 total yards, and 4 touchdowns. Now, that's quite a day. That's like a holy cow day, you know? So, but it wasn't just that, because it was leading up to that game. You know, I mean, you also had 170 yards rushing against Morristown Beard, 3 touchdowns, 130 yards against, Pingree, 4 touchdowns there, almost 200 against King School with 3 touchdowns, and a big one of 233 yards with 4 touchdowns against Hopkins School. And that's a run of like almost 1,000 yards in just like 5 games. I mean, when you look back on it, you've won the championship. You get a chance now to say to yourself, wow, what a fantastic season. How do you think for yourself of being able to say, yeah, I was pretty good?
I mean, it's definitely cool to look back on. And when you're in the moment, each game and each practice, you know, you're not thinking about the stats you put up last week or the stats you're going to put up this week. You're playing football with your team and you're practicing. But definitely looking back on it, I'm thinking, I have no idea how I got there, how that happened.
I was just going to say the same thing. You know, when you do that, you know, like a game by game perspective, and you get into the game and you're not thinking about numbers, you're just looking at the scoreboard, hopefully, you know, that you're ahead and you're looking for a victory. And when it's all said and done, you know, somebody walks up to you, you know, it's like, did you know you almost rushed for like 250 yards? Really? I did? You know, so that's great when you get into a zone like that. And then, you know, when it's all said and done, you got a victory and you realize, wow, that was a pretty good day for me. I also noticed, too, that you were nominated for Lowhead Player of the Week 4 times. And I see that you're the captain of the team. Now, pretty much everybody that I interview with the winners of this award are the captains of their respective teams. So let me ask you, obviously, very much obviously, your play on the field speaks for itself. You know, I mean, and it's certainly something to emulate. And you show the rest of your team how things are done. But what is it like being the captain, especially being a mentor to like the younger players? Do you feel any pressure in that?
Well, I think that as a captain, you know, having success on the field definitely makes my job easier, because people are already naturally kind of looking up to me. And all I have to sort of do is, you know, listen and be how I want everyone else to be. You know, I tend to lead by example. I don't want to sort of put into words, like order people around, but leading by example, bringing energy and like a culture to the team has worked for me. And I didn't find it too stressful, because it's something that I've always kind of been used to.
And what have you been able to, because obviously when you were a younger player, you had, you know, captains or older players like you to help show you the way. What were you able to take from those lessons when you were younger that you've been able to impart now onto these younger players?
Well, I think a big part of it is working hard on and off the field, and then like expecting to win and acting like a winner are things that I've emphasized and sort of been emphasized by the leaders before me, is that we pay attention to the details and we do things in a way that if someone's watching us, we're a winning team and this is how a winning team should look. So I've definitely tried to motivate younger players to want to be the person that represents the team, want to be the person that leads the team.
And what about some of the younger players? What kind of improvements did you see in some of the younger players this season, especially a championship season, that you're particularly proud of?
So I'm also a defensive back, so I get a chance to sort of help out with the defense. And we have two players who are playing both ways, a free safety and a corner. One of these corners struggled early in the season, start of the year, first time starting on varsity. And I sort of gave him advice and motivated him, said that what's happening right now isn't what it needs to be, and that we need to sort of get better throughout the year. And watching him take it personally and like holding himself accountable and getting better was something cool to watch. And then another player who I brought to the team, sophomore this year, was playing free safety and wide receiver. And he was more of a basketball guy, but I tried to get him into football and excited about playing football and just build his confidence. And he's became more and more confident throughout the season. And in the league championship, had a big 50-yard receiving touchdown, which was awesome to see his arc throughout the season.
Oh, that's fantastic, man. That's some icing on the cake right there, huh?
Yeah.
That's great. But it is. I mean, it's got to be very rewarding to see that and to watch that. And obviously, that is the sign of a good leader who's able to recognize that and, you know, and explain that, you know, at the end of the championship season when a question of such is asked. Now, I do see, like you just said, you play defense as well. And it was noted in your nomination letter that you never leave the field, which, by the way, really has got me winded just thinking about it. But I'm sure there, I mean, do you take the play off every now and then? I mean, just to give yourself a breather?
No, I mean, you know, I don't take plays off unless, you know, blood, something like that. The ref says you got to go off one play and then begrudgingly get off the field. But I want to be on the field with the team. You know, you never want to be off the field and watch the team make some mistake or been like, I could have done better. I sort of every single game wanted to play with no regrets. So having the opportunity to play every snap was more a gift to me than a burden.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a way to look at it. And obviously your play on the field was noticed, recruited by a number of Ivy League schools. You got an offer from Columbia, but you're going to be heading to Duke. Is that correct? As a preferred walk-on, it said in your nomination letter. What exactly is that?
So preferred walk-on is opportunity. Gives you a roster spot and provides you with academic support. So I get an opportunity to attend Duke and also play at a big level program, which is something I'm excited for.
And what helped you make that final decision? Because obviously you had some other choices.
I think in the end, I wanted to go somewhere with a high level football and also high level academics. And I think that Duke is just one of those schools that is special in that way. Where you can play in the ACC, but also get, you know, a top 10 education.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And it's not just football there, Cole, but also you're a three sport athlete. What is it? Track and field. And basketball, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
All right. So now basketball. Tell me about basketball. What's what is your position there? I'm going to shoot at point guard. Am I correct?
Yeah. I'm shooting guard. You know.
Okay.
Not as well oiled with my techniques as
as you are with football. Okay.
Yeah. But captain as well on the basketball and track team. But again, my role. I mean, we have the skill players who have the skills. My role is really to be there to show that like energy and hard work and commitment to what we're doing in practice is what we want in all the players. And again, leading by example has kind of been my responsibility for the team.
And that multi-sport athlete, it's been mentioned by numerous coaches here when I do these interviews, that they really do appreciate multi-sport athletes for the fact that there's so much that you can take from one discipline and apply it to another and vice versa. And I can have both of you speak on this. I mean, Cole, what is it like to be? I mean, yes, I'm sure it's a lot of work. It's a heck of a lot of work. But the benefits of being a multi-sport athlete for the current sport that you're playing.
Yeah, I mean, I think being a multi-sport athlete is, to me, a gift. Again, is getting the opportunity to play with a bunch of different people is awesome. And I just love competing in all different ways, you know, not just football, but being in a basketball court and also compete and make memories with my teammates and then do the same thing on the track is kind of awesome. And to get more versatile as a leader is also a good experience for me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. And coach, you know, I'm sure you've coached multi-sport athletes before. And what advantage do you find being a coach to having a guy who is a multi-sport athlete and also really good multi-sport athlete?
I think it brings balance to each and every sport that he's able to be able to transition and play at a high level, not only in football, but he does basketball in the winter season and he transitions into track and field in the spring. And it just goes to show you his work ethic. I think that's something we're going to talk about a little bit later, is his work ethic is really one of the best I've ever seen or been around. And being able to do that just makes him a better overall athlete for all the sports.
Well, actually, we can talk about Cole right now. So I was going to ask you, so, you know, as the coach of Cole for football here, and you guys just won yourself a championship, tell me about him and his progression as a leader and also as a player over the years.
I think the one thing that stands out to me is his work ethic. You know, I think that's a coach's talk is, you know, you always want every player to work hard, but Cole is the hardest working player. Not only is he the most talented player on a team and led us to a championship, but each and every play in practice, he's doing it like it's his last play. And talking about his leadership is, it's hard for other players not to work as hard when the best player is giving it all on each and every minute at practice. So, you know, his leadership, he could be vocal, but I think his biggest attribute is he leads by example. And I also feel that one of the things that really stands out about what separates Cole Denton from the rest is that work ethic and that desire to be great. And you can see that when he's playing football, that he doesn't go down on first contact. And if you watch his highlight tape, or people that are out there watch his highlight tape, you'll see something remarkable that he just keeps on going and fighting. And that just goes for his will.
And I'm sure, like you mentioned, you know, with the other players, you know, that leading by example thing is that the other players just look, if Cole's doing this, we got to do the same thing. You know, we can't slack here. I mean, look what this guy is doing. And that that is an incredible, incredible leadership quality. And obviously, it worked out pretty well, you might say, at the end.
Yes, yes. And you know, the leadership goes a long way also. We, you know, we're a small school and we have programs from five, obviously from fifth grade through 12th grade, we won football. And you'll see on this particular day, we have Cole Denton's on the sideline cheering on the seventh and eighth grade football team and then coming to their to their tailgate after the game and talking to the kids and talking to the parents. So not only is he a leader on the field, he's also has been a tremendous leader off the field and really an ambassador to our program.
Well, that's great. Now, I'm sure for the younger kids, that is just a huge thing to have you eyeballing them on the sideline and giving them some advice when all is said and done. That's got to feel pretty good for you too, Cole.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to have that interaction with the younger kids and other groups of people. I mean, the younger kids definitely look up to the varsity players, and you know, it's good to instill some advice to them and sort of feel like, you know, you're the older, you're more developed, and you've seen where they've been. You've been there, and now
right, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior three sports star at Rye Country Day School, Cole Denson, and with this award, Cole, we've talked about the fact that the academic side comes with it, and I see you're pretty much holding things up on your end there. Yeah, you've got a, you know, a grade point of like 3.75. You got 6 AP courses, but with all your classwork, what strikes your fancy the most? Where do your favorites lie with the classwork?
I'm definitely a big math guy. You know, I like numbers and they sort of come easy to me and something I enjoy. So that's sort of my math class, physics class, and even going into like statistics and economics have been cool to do this year and last year. Yeah, so the math side is cooler for me. Yeah.
All right, and has there been any class that you've taken, say, recently, or maybe something you're taking now that has surprised you? You know, maybe something you didn't expect to like as much as you did, or as much as you are.
I think that last year taking AP statistics was something that showed a new side of like of things the world to me. Being able to explain a lot of things about the world through numbers and make predictions through numbers was something I hadn't seen before. And it was cool to use in a variety of circumstances outside of the class, like trying out different things. My mom runs a cafe, and she was asking me, bacon should I buy each week? And she, you know, she sent me the past 3 months data report on how much bacon she's bought each week because she's running out of bacon. And I was like, okay, I can give you an average and tell you if you want to have the right amount of bacon 95% of the time, I can tell you how much bacon you should buy each week. And it's cool to sort of see something that I can apply to the real world.
Oh, that is very cool. Yes. Like you said, a real world application is just, man, that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to take that out of the classroom and bring it outside. And I also note, you know, like we mentioned earlier about you talking to the younger players, you're also one of 15 juniors and seniors elected as a peer leader. So you get to teach some of these younger kids some life lessons, teach some of these younger kids what the life of high school is like. And I'm sure for some of them, they're probably scared to death as ninth graders. And, you know, and you all are a big bonus for them. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's definitely a cool opportunity that I got being a peer leader and getting to teach ninth graders basically life skills like once a week and connecting with them in the community. And it's nice to make bonds with the younger kids. It's definitely been a fun thing to do and learn some teaching skills and creating these friendships and watching the friendships form between new freshmen and old students who'd been here since they were younger. It's cool to see those interactions.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And I also see that you're on the math team. You're also a member of the debate team. And I'm going to assume that you all get involved in competitions. What are those like?
So I joined the debate team and have been an active member of the debate team since last year. When I first heard about it, and in the debate team, and you know, doing that experience and competing in that way was something that was completely new to me, but definitely still fascinating. Being given like a random prompt and having to structure an argument, it was definitely fun with a partner.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and that is a lot of homework, and there's also that kind of random nature of it. All right, I got to study a lot of stuff here, but they might only ask me two questions about what I've studied.
Exactly.
You know, so yeah, that being prepared is huge, and you're a member of the concert choir. I would imagine that's a nice little bit of a break for you.
Yeah. So initially, I mean, the choice is having a concert choir or having a study hall. And you know, singing is definitely fun and also a different crowd of people. I mean, I try to connect with different people around the community, and the people I'm seeing in concert choir aren't the same people I'm seeing in football field or
right.
Math team. And it's nice to be able to connect with another group of people and have fun singing.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And I also see one other thing here. What exactly is a spike ball, by the way? I see that you're a member of a spike ball team.
Yeah, so spike ball is it's a net. It's a four-person game, and you hit the ball in the net, and the goal is to make the other two players miss the ball effectively. The president of the club for that sport, which I enjoy playing, and I've been able to lead a tournament last year and get some players to, you know, play spike ball, which a lot of people enjoy in the community. And it's more competition and fun for me.
Oh, that's cool. Now, I kind of mentioned this a second ago, but you're a busy guy. I mean, you're a three-sport athlete. You've also got this spike ball going on and the debate team, and you've got the choir. You've got the math team. What do you do if you get a moment, if you get just a second to breathe, to take a break, to give yourself to let yourself back off just a little bit? Is there anything in particular?
Individually, I like doing, puzzles is kind of my thing. I've started doing crosswords, which has been my like personal, if I have a moment and I don't want to go on social media or anything like that,
right.
I'll try doing a crossword. And then I also lean on my people. So being able to build a lot of bonds around the community. When I have a time to break, I like connecting, you know, with my siblings and also friends. It's nice.
Okay. And coach, before we wrap things up here with Cole, what else would you like to add?
I'd just like to add, you know, that to see Cole and to highlight all his accomplishment is really a special thing, because Cole always puts team first, and you can see him being that reason, being a three sport athlete and all the clubs and everything he does extracurriculum. And I think for him to have a moment where, you know, this is about you and what you've been able to accomplish and everything that you have done, not only for the team, but for the entire RCDS community, is really special and is very deserving for this particular young man.
Yes. Well, listen there, Cole. This award is obviously well deserved, and I can see even more so after talking to you, because this was a great conversation. And congratulations again to you all, the team and the school, for the championship. And that is fantastic. And hey, you're not done yet. You still got some hoops coming up. You still got some track and field. So good luck to you there, and then eventually moving on to Duke.
All right.
For Rye Country Day School's Cole Denson, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.